teaches an in-season word.
Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Amen. We thank God today for those who are sharing and are wearing purple in support and awareness of domestic violence as it plagues us in our community, in our world, and maybe even in our churches, that domestic violence is more than putting your hands on somebody.
Right, right.
Yeah, there can be emotional abuse that people can go through and embark upon. So we want to raise awareness and do what we can as the people of God. We don't want to just wear purple. We want to help raise awareness and help and open doors and help people be healed and strengthened for this very real issue taking place in our community. And there's no point in you and I coming to church and just having a good time and we still struggle with some things in our own home. That is our ministry at home. And so we want to raise awareness and pray for those who are victims and for the villain, who that spirit may be delivered from them to want to hurt and harm anybody. Amen. God is a God of peace. God is a God of love. It's not God's will that we hurt and harm one another. Amen. And so we want to today make sure we raise awareness. We don't just want to do stuff because on the calendar and we just want to wear purple. Let us raise awareness. Let us do what we can. If you feel like you're in danger, tell somebody. Amen. If you know somebody in danger, let somebody know. I'd rather them be mad at you now than then we have to talk about your funeral down the road.
Right.
And so let us do what we can to raise awareness and help out those who may be struggling through some difficult situations. Amen. Now, some is not just the easy walk away. Fear is a very real thing. So have to be alert, aware, prayerful, because it happens in our communities. It's happening in our churches all across this land. So let us be the people of God and be about our Father's business. Amen.
Amen.
Acts chapter 28. I'm getting ready to read it. If you were to follow. Acts chapter 28, beginning at verse number 1. You find it, say, I got it. Amen. That's more than majority, so let's go and get started. Acts chapter 28, beginning at verse number 1. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt, this man is a murderer. He did something. Whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after that had looked a great while, just kept staring at him to see what's going to happen to him. Saw no harm come to him, and they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors, and when we departed, they laded us with such things as were necessary. Say amen for the word of God.
Amen.
The grass withers, the flowers fade thereof, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. For a few moments today, I want to share with you from this thought, I just keep on surviving. I just keep on surviving. I just keep on. I thought I would get a better response than that to all that some of you deal with, face, fight, undergo. Instead of being mad about it, Today you can celebrate the fact that you survived it. And not only have you survived it, because of God at work in your life, you just keep on surviving. Whether you want to sometime, you keep on surviving. Every now and then you're tempted to throw in the towel and just give up and fold up your tent and say, Lord, come take me. But some kind of way, the Lord wakes you up another day. You get up, get dressed, go to work, take care of the children, go through it. You just keep on surviving. There are some people who are watching you, who have planned your murder, who have plotted on your demise, but your testimony today, you just keep on surviving. And the real truth of it is today, beloved, some of y'all are not just surviving, you're thriving. You getting fat off their poison. You getting better off their mess. You never would have been made famous had they not started talking so much about you. Somebody ought to give God praise right there for the fact that you just keep on surviving. You don't know how you making it. You don't know how you still functioning. You don't know how you got more month than money and God keep on feeding you and taking care of you and providing for you. Your shout today, I just keep on surviving. If everybody knew everything you've been through, if people really knew your story, they wouldn't understand your glory. It's the reason why you shout the way you do, the way you praise the way you do. People think you're crazy. They think you're foolish. They think you're ignorant, but they don't know I'm a survivor. You don't know what I had to overcome. You don't know what I had to get through. You see me now, but you don't know me yesterday. You don't know me 10 years ago. You don't know what I had to come through. You don't know the stuff I'm having to fight through God's word today. I just keep on surviving. Can you do me a favor and tell your neighbor, neighbor, you just keep on surviving. Glory to the Most High God. Yeah, I just keep on. I just keep on surviving. I'm trying to encourage somebody. I look, I didn't come to make nobody mad, and ain't no sense in us being mad. You have survived 100% of every storm you've gone through. Everything you faced, it did not feel good. It did not look good. It did not sound good. Y'all better make me call my sister. I'm finna find my preaching partner. Her name is Silly. I may be poor. I may be black. I may be ugly. But dear God, I'm still here. Since y'all won't help me preach, I'll bring Silly with me. You tried to kill me, but God kept me. You want to remove me, but God kept me. Can anybody celebrate the fact that you are kept by the hand of God? You got some scars, but you're still here. You got some bruises, but you're still here. Yeah, you just keep on. Lord, have mercy. You got to change your perspective, beloved. Today is your day to change your perspective. It's up to you to change your perspective. You got to change your perspective. There is no point in any of us crying over spilled milk, and you still got a glass and still got a whole gallon of milk left over. All God is saying to somebody, turn the page on your life. I'm not done writing your story. Just turn the page. This chapter was just pain, but there will be some promotion. Tune in to the next episode. There is a to be continued. You've got breath in your body. There is a blessing in being a child of God. And being a child of God does not mean that everything is going to go your way. I wish I could tell you that when you give your life to the Lord and you say, I love Jesus with my whole heart, I wish I could tell you you would not face some struggles. But that wouldn't be real. That would not be proper, and that would not be responsible to tell you that you and I will not face some trouble. But your Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But see, too many of us stop reading, but there's a but. But the Lord will deliver him out of them all. He may not deliver you from them all, but thanks be to God, he will deliver you out of it. It won't always be like this.
the Lord will perfect it was concerning you sooner or later. That thing gonna turn in your favor. It's turning around. But you got to hold on. Can I do something here? Let me do something real strange. Can I find any real survivors? I need 10. I just need 10 survivors who don't mind lifting their hand and say, preacher, I'm a survivor. Everything hadn't been good, but I stand here today and I choose to bless my God. I choose to give him glory. I choose to give him praise. I don't know what tomorrow holds because yesterday wasn't that good. But this is the day that the Lord has made and I will still rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah, Lord. I just keep on surviving. Our text today is tailored to teach us some things about survival. And if you really trust God, you won't just survive, you will thrive. I don't need you to complain about what you're going through because God will teach you some stuff while you go through it. For a beloved to be a real saint, you got to go through a valley. But one thing about the valley is you know your God will be with you in that valley. It's there how you learn he'll be a very present help in your time of trouble. And today, beloved, we want to look at this. The subject of our text is Paul. And Paul, at the time of our text, he and 275 other persons have survived something. They have gone through a storm. They faced a shipwreck, and now they're in a strange land. I'm going to try that one more time. They have survived a storm. They had to ride out a storm, and then when they rode out the storm, they had to deal with a shipwreck. And they dealt with a shipwreck because the shipwreck, some of them had to swim in, and some of them had to come in on broken pieces. I'm going to try that one more time. I made it to where I am today, but everything wasn't the best, but I made it. But some of us made it by swimming, and some of us made it on broken pieces. Now, I don't want to talk to the swimmers today because y'all too deep to be real. Because some of y'all can make your own way. Some of y'all can heal yourself. Some of y'all can provide for yourself. But I need some broken piece saints in here who know that if I only got a piece and I had to ride on in because I was too weak to do it for myself. I was struggling too hard to handle it on my own. But the Lord made a way, and I came in on some broken pieces. Here they are, beloved, that there are some survivors who have had, they are dealing with being storm weary. They're dealing with being shipwrecked, and now they're in a strange land. That, my friends, often is the reality of the Christian life, that you get storm weary. The storm they went through lasted 2 weeks. So much so they could not tell the day from the night. Yet they got a word while on the ship that they will not die. They had a preacher on the ship who told them, I know it's tough, I know it's rough, but God gave me a word, Paul said, to tell y'all, you ain't gonna die, you gonna make it through this storm. Now, I don't know how much lightning gonna flash, I don't know how much rain gonna fall, but if God gave me a word and say I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna hold on, I'm gonna hang in there because God promised me I'm gonna make it. I'm going to try it again because that's what I thought we're doing here today, because we done gathered here today on this ship and many of us got some storms, and I know you storm weary. I know you tired of one thing, it's another. I know you're tired of being heartbroken. I know you're tired of being disappointed. I know you're tired of being broke. I know you're tired of being sick. I know you're tired of your husband. I know you're tired of your wife. I know you're tired of the church. I know you're tired of the job, but God gives me a word to give to you. There's a preacher in the house to come tell you, stay on the ship, hang in there through the storm, because God's word to you, you will not die, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. He say, I'm not going to keep you from the storm, but I'm going to keep that storm from you. Y'all missed your shout. I'm not going to keep you from the storm, but I'm going to keep that storm from taking you out. And I know today that some of us are storm weary. God help today our brothers and sisters in Florida. God help today our brothers and sisters in the Gulf Coast because it's storm season. and you get tired. It's a long time. It's a stormy season where storms can just pop up out of nowhere. Storms just happen out of nowhere. I thought I was in somebody's neighborhood right there. When storms just come out of nowhere, a financial storm, a physical storm, a family storm, a ministry storm, a mental storm, an emotional storm. I thought I was in a real church. Anybody know what it's like to be storm weary when stuff just keep happening and it pop up out of nowhere? And some of y'all are afraid to live because you're scared of another storm. You're afraid to get back in the ship because it seems like the more you're in the ship, the more storms come. But the storm is, this ship is not meant to teach you how to be storm-proof. You got to learn how to be in a storm with your Savior. And as long as the Lord is in the ship with me, I'm going to make it. Don't you dare stop praying. Don't you dare stop reading the word. Don't you dare stop coming to church. I don't care who likes you. I don't care how much they talk about you. Stay with Jesus. I know they storm weary, y'all. And I thought I could find some company like these other 276 that they storm weary. You're tired of storms. But the storms won't stop. They come from the east. They come from the west. They come from the north. They come from the south. They come from the job. Come from the family. Come from the church. Come from community. Come from Washington. Come from Baton Rouge. Come from within. Come from outside. Everywhere you go, it seems like storm season. And all God's word to you today is ride it out. And you got to hold on to a promise that though he slay me, yet will I still trust in him. We gotta learn how to develop a faith in God that he won't keep everything from us, but he'll be with us while we go through it. One thing I know about storms are powerful, but they are not permanent. Somebody missed their celebration there. Storms are powerful. They can be loud. They can be damaging, but they are not permanent. Weeping may endure for a night. Hey, but joy. Can anybody hang in there till joy comes? Now watch this. This part of this introduction you ain't gonna like. Because sometimes, somebody say sometimes. Sometimes God keeping you alive because of who you connected to. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. The right word will keep you in a wrong season. Lord, have mercy. Y'all, Paul is a prisoner facing the possibility of death, but he's on the ship with some people who are connected to his demise. They are leading him to face the possibility of death, yet Paul still argues to be productive on a ship that's leading him to prison. And it's the word that God gives Paul that keeps his jailers safe. There's a word God gives Paul that keeps other prisoners safe. There's a word that God gives Paul that people who don't like Paul keep him safe. Okay. You might not like them, but God done gave them something to keep you safe. You may not always agree with them, but God done gave them a word that's keeping you. I knew you weren't gonna like that. It may not be your style, it may not be your fashion, but it's the only thing keeping you alive. And see, that's why I love church, because every time I come to church, I gotta hear a word from God, and the word I hear from God, no matter who it come from, that word is keeping me alive. It's keeping me sane. It's keeping me secure. Can anybody thank God for Sunday morning? I know you look around. I know you don't like the preacher. I know you don't like the deacon. I know you're mad as hell. I know you ain't getting your way, but can somebody take a moment and thank God for a word that has kept you safe even in stormy seasons? Amen. Now, I want to talk to you Pauls out there, you mothers, you fathers, you preachers, you pastors, you leaders. There are some times people go use you to stay alive and never give you credit. You got to learn how to keep them alive, even though they don't respect you. Paul is keeping these folk alive, and they trying to get rid of him. Oh, Lord. 276 of them. They make it through the storm. They hit a rock, a sandbar, if you will. And now the storm, the thing they've been riding on, the ship, breaks. So they survive a storm. Here comes the shipwreck. Now the jailers are concerned because if anybody escapes and gets okay, their life on the line. So they say if they drown, let them drown. You go get there the best way you can. Some swam, some got in on broken pieces. But no matter how you in the water, here's your shout. What did God promise you in the storm? God promised you in the storm. Now, if your God will bring you through a storm, tell me he won't take care of you when your life falls apart. When everything falls apart, you still got the same promise from your God. The very thing you've been riding on and depending on seems to break apart, but the promise didn't stop just cause the ship broke. They arrive. Y'all ain't come for this. Y'all, he arrives. They arrive. The Bible says they arrive. They escaped. And when they were escaped, verse number 1 says, when they were escaped. Y'all ain't reading the Bible with me. Verse number 20 says, and when they were escaped, we left you for dead. You abandoned them. But God promised and said, everybody go be safe. And verse number 1 in chapter 28 says, and when they were escaped. In other words, they made it. You had some job problems, but you made it. Some family stuff, but you made it. Some frustration, but you made it. Can anybody give God praise that you made it to another day? Okay. You made it. God got you. Can I show you real quick, because y'all did not come to celebrate. Hallelujah. I came to help you celebrate, but you didn't come to do it. Therefore, I've learned in my decade plus of pastoring, leave y'all alone. All I'm going to tell you is you keep on surviving. Problem is you're mad about the storm. You're mad about shipwreck, and you're mad about snakes. But the shout is God kept you through storm, kept you through shipwreck, and guess what he gonna do with them snakes? Ain't no sense being mad about what they do. Just know God gonna take care of me no matter what they do. All right. So let me whisper a few things to you. Have a conversation with you concerning how you keep on surviving and how God got his people. For the 3 or 4 of you who are interested, pay attention. For the rest of y'all who done shut it down, see you next week. It begins, my friends, with designated places. Beloved, the Bible says in verse chapter 28, verse number 1, and when they were escaped, they arrived at a place they recognized that they are, it was called Melita, or what's known present day as Malta. That don't matter. Cool. Bible says they ended up in Malta, Melita, not Crete. They're 60 miles from Sicily, not Italy. They're 60 miles from that. They don't land in Sicily. They don't land in Rome. Thank God they ain't in Rome yet, because Rome is where you're supposed to see execution. They're not in Corinth, not in Caesarea Philippi. They land at Malta. It's a designated place. Now, here's the problem, but it's really the blessing. The name Malta means refuge. Bible says they went through a storm, 2-week storm. They survived that. They went through a shipwreck, and they had to swim. And the first place, the closest place they could find was Malta, which names mean refuge. It could have been Rome. Could have been Sicily. But if they had got to Sicily too soon, they'd have missed their blessing too late. They ended up in refuge. Lord, y'all making me work too hard. Y'all making me work too hard. The Bible says in verse number one, they escaped to refuge. They survived a storm. Weren't supposed to make it through a shipwreck. And they had to float or swim or like real some of us, just try to make it best way we can. But somehow, some way, we made it to refuge. And thanks be to God that even though I went through a storm, even though I went through a shipwreck, God had me in a place where he was going to protect me. I didn't know where I was going to land because I've been in a storm, and I didn't know day from night. I didn't know I was going to have to deal with a shipwreck because it was under the water. But God knew I was going to be in a storm. God knew I would be in a shipwreck, but God already had refuge ready for me to land to. I need you to stop being bitter about what you've been through and start thanking God for where you made it to. Can anybody give God praise for the fact that you made it to a place of refuge? Because some people will attack you when you've been through. Some people will destroy you when you've been through. But can somebody thank God that God has prepared you a place that he has designated, that he already predetermined you will survive in? It was a particular place called Malta, a place called refuge, that God already designed for them to end up safe. Had you gone to any other island, it may not turn out that way. Now I'm going to make this statement. And I hope y'all hold me up here. I can thank God today that I believe, y'all ain't got to, I believe that when the storms of life rage, when shipwrecks come about, I believe God has designated a Malta at 430 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, a church on a hill, that God has designated a place where I can find some kind of word, some kind of love, some kind of support, that even though I've been through shipwrecks, even though I've been through storms, I got a place that's keeping me safe while I get my strength back. Somebody take about 10 seconds, if you will, and thank God for your church. Thank God for your family of believers. Thank God that you're not in the battle by yourself. Thank you, Lord, I get it. 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 Y'all can sit down, thank you. Thank you, Lord, I get it. Thank you, Lord, I get it. Because some people don't appreciate refuge until they can't be there no more. Some of y'all mad about being in Malta. You were headed to Rome. And you don't appreciate divine detours. God turned it to save your life. Instead of being mad at us, you ought to give God glory that somebody go put up with you. Somebody go love you through it. Somebody will help you. Let me leave that alone, cause. Let me leave that alone. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Just cause you survive a storm and survive a shipwreck, can I tell you the tragedy of human life? People still won't change. You still trying to be a jailer. You still trying to be an expert sailor. And them sailors really feeling some type of way. Julius and all them guys, them captains, they feeling some type of way because they so smart, they shouldn't have went through a storm. Shouldn't have gone through shipwreck. If I had time to deal with Acts 27, I would tell you that expert sailors wouldn't listen to a novice preacher, which is why they got in the storm in the first place, because they would not listen to the man of God. It was a storm Paul didn't cause, But it was a storm. Paul gave them power to make it through. Because you got too many experts on the ship who think they know where we're going. Well, it's a designated place. God got you in designated place. You might not like where you are, but it's keeping you safe. May not always go your way. It's keeping you safe. You may not ever tell it, but one word you got kept you sane. One word you got, one prayer you got, one encouragement you got, help you stay sane. You won't admit it. I get it. You ain't going to admit it because your narrative is ain't nobody up there but hypocrites. Ain't nobody up there but hoes. Ain't nobody but witches and warlocks. That's the narrative you've been spreading, but you never tell that the same island kept you safe. That same island helped pay some light bills you ain't telling nobody. That same place can pray for your child. That same island came to graduation. That same island helped bury your dad when you had no money. You ain't gonna tell that. I get it. You ain't gonna tell that. I get it. I get it because it's gonna kill your narrative because you've been spreading rumors about your island. You've been talking negative about your island. You don't appreciate your island. And the reason why you can, because it's keeping you safe. Jesus. Well, thank God for designated places. Thank God for designated places. Amen. But then thank God for decent people. Amen. Y'all got your Bible open still? Amen. Bible says they are in Malta, in Melita, in the place of refuge. And there, behold, came some barbarous people. Now, it's not barbarian as we know today. It means foreign. It means different. They were Greek-speaking people. They were not even Christians, but they were decent. Because some of the Christians was trying to kill them. Paul has been sent to execution by quote-unquote God's folk. But some folk who don't know God, that God put in their life, let's go help them, and Paul go get them saved. It's gonna be an even switch that they're gonna help Paul. Look what the Bible said. The Bible says they come across these barbarous people on this island of Malta, this place of refuge. And it's not just refuge because it's solid ground. It's refuge because it got some solid people. And the blessing comes from people you don't expect. They are different, but they're kind. They're strange, but they're helpful. Bible says, Luke says, they show us no little kindness. They recognize the fact that they've come through a storm and come through shipwreck, and they're cold. They're soaking wet, and they're trembling. And so the first thing they do is not pray for them. God already had people lined up with the right heart. Here's another number of situations, Mr. Holmes, where the solution was older than the problem. In that we didn't know we was going to end up cold, wet, soaking wet, and needy. But God knew that the right people are already going to be in the right place to meet the right need. Now, here's why I want to talk to some of us who are shipwrecked and storm weary. That's not the season to be arrogant. When you cold, soaking wet, about to have pneumonia, when the pee is no longer silent, it's a pneumonia. You're about to be sick, you're struggling, and God got some people with blankets, with some covering. And some of us are still too arrogant. You have no clothing, you have no shelter, no food, and somebody trying to help you, and you so arrogant that you'll say, no, I'm good. And maybe some of us got to learn how to survive our pride. When the right storm comes, when the right shipwreck comes, you humble yourself. Uh-huh. So and I know right now, maybe this word is coming a little bit too early for some of us, because when I even said the word survive, you should have shouted out your shoes. Because some of y'all know that you know that you know you've been through some stuff that you should have been lost your mind, but you still got some arrogance in you. You still got some pride in you. You still got some of that mess in you. So guess what? God say, all right, stay cold. Jesus. They showed us no little kindness, Luke says. Watch this. They don't know us, but they know our situation. Right. I ain't got no 66 books of the Bible to give you. Bible says they received us, all of us. Isn't it interesting that a united people can help deliver a divided boat? How can united non-Christians show divided Christians that if nothing else, be kind? On the boat is division. You got a preacher, prisoners, sailors, jailers who are divided, got different priorities, different perspectives, same storm, ain't changed them. Shipwreck ain't changed them. But on this island, there's a strange folk, and part of what make them strange is they nice for no reason. I sure wish God give me a church one day I can preach the whole Bible to. Because, Lord, I really want to preach it. Y'all don't mind if I talk to the Lord real quick. Lord, I really want to preach it, but they shutting down. So, Father, give me one day before I sleep and see you. A church that want me to preach the whole Bible. Not just stuff that's going to make them feel good about the mess they live. Lord, give me a church one of these days before I see your face that don't mind me preaching the real text of the scripture. It's people who being nice for no reason. You ain't hear no president on Malta. We don't know who the pastor is in Malta. We don't know who the chairperson is in Malta. We don't know who over who at Malta. We don't know who got the money at Malta. We don't know who over the blanket committee at Malta. We don't know who's over the fry committee at Malta. We don't know who's over the stick committee at Malta. But we do know who the snake committee is. Watch this. Y'all ready? Let me leave y'all on. Thank God for some decent people who show us no little kindness, whether we in church or not. You're surviving today because God sent some people in your life. I understand. What's the lady's name? Vicky Wyman. Long as I got King Jesus. Long. Vicky Wyman. And she needed y'all to buy the album. Fred, that's another one of the moments. She told y'all, long as you got King Jesus, you don't need nobody else. We don't know her name unless you buy the album. But she's telling you to be isolated, you and God, but she needing you and me to buy an album. You start embracing it as your theology. The Bible says two are better than one. The Bible says it's not good that man should be alone. But you and Vicky say, God got me, it's just me and God. I don't need nobody. Because you're trying to be a self-made man. Self-made woman. Correct me if I'm wrong, there are two individuals that's got something to do with you being here. Mama. And daddy. Don't matter what they mind like, don't matter how foolish they may be or how sinful they may be, they did one thing right. My daddy, nothing. You here. My mom ain't no good. You're here. Amen.
Sometimes you got to get to your destination by driving. Sometimes you got to catch a ride. Sometimes by plane. Sometimes by bus. Sometimes by ship. But you make it to your destination. Somebody ought to thank God that God gave you some transportation to make it to your destination. He may be no good, but he's part of why I'm here. She may have had some struggles, but thank God she's why I'm here with your deep self.
Amen.
Now your family ain't no good, but you're here.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
Thank God for some decent people he's placed in our lives. Y'all 38 hot with your preacher today. Because you understand, I guess I get it, because part of your survival is connected to letting somebody help you.
Yeah.
And the more people help you, the less glory you can give yourself.
Yeah.
So I get it, because you posted a long post and told everybody about what you did.
Yeah.
But you got some missing parts to your story about that grandma who prayed for you. It's some people help you that you don't even know about. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have no idea that great grandparent that prayed over your mama's belly. Lord, whatever going on. Bless that baby. I wish I had a... But we got the arrogance to try to deny our roots. Now, if your Bible says all things work together, that means even stuff that's unpleasant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Lord, you done got me in something here now. Because now you in church. Now you in ministry. Now you got the house. Now you got the car. Now eyes mad now. But there was a part of your story that you ain't telling folk.
That's right.
Well, Lord, thank God for some decent people. Well, then, thirdly, I keep on surviving because of designated places, decent people, and displayed power. Watch this, how God displays his power through you, for you, and even in you. Can I show it to you? Bible says Paul helped gather sticks for the fire. Wait a minute. Paul is on the sick and shut in list. Y'all, since y'all mad, might well gonna keep you mad, right? Paul is in need, yet he still pitches in. He ain't hogging the prayer line. He's helping the prayer line. Because Paul is the one person out of the 100, the 275 others who say, I done made it. Let me help do something. The other 275, give me a blanket. Give me some food. Give me some heat. Give me. You see what I've been through. Paul say, hey, look what I made it through. And the fact that I made it through, I'm looking for some way I can help be a part of somebody else being better. You'll know you're getting it when you start trying to help instead of being a beggar all the time. That you'll pitch in and be a part of your own blessing. Okay, Paul says, the storm didn't take my hands or my feet. Or my energy. The shipwreck did not destroy my ability to make a fire. Because what you don't know is Paul has been shipwrecked before. And Paul said, if God brought me through that, I already knew he's going to bring me through this. So it don't take away from me doing anything I can do for God's glory. Therefore, because I'm grateful, let me see how I can be a part
I wish I had some people who done survived some stuff before, that this ain't nothing new. God ain't new to this. He true to this. You know your God going to take care of you. You know God going to fight your battle. You know God going to open that door, so I might as well go and participate in my own provision. Now, here's your problem. I don't believe this is for our family. I don't think it's for our island. But I need to teach it because it's in the text. This is not for our island. This is going to be for some other island we're going to talk about down the road. In order to do this and be what Paul was doing here, you won't get the attention. Even though you should. There it is, Lord. Because if you're helping and participating, you don't look as weak as you've been portraying. So let me look the part. I used to work in social services, and I was a caseworker. And people would come and try to get those services from the government. That was meant to be a temporary means of provision of food and child care and sustenance. And I knew some that I had seen in the streets. From top down, I mean, put together. But when it came to the appointment to get some benefits. And see, the reason y'all laughing, I couldn't even finish it, because some of y'all do. Because part of... Part of being broke is looking broke. And you have to look the part. And I will see these brothers and sisters coming there looking. Hair all matted. Eye matter in the eyes. Clothes all over the place, tattered and wrinkled and torn. I sure need it. I'm in bad shape. Piece of little paper they found off a bill. And they put their stuff on it, you know, and all the information, and I get X amount of rent. I pay this rent. Now, how you paying rent? Ain't got no job. I ain't figured out yet. And then, but there was a way, that's something that nobody knew, that you could trace the cards and see where they spend. Now, I was doing this to be a watchman. I wasn't nosy. It's just that God was preparing me for pastoring. I wasn't being nosy, I was just seeing. Because I want to make sure that Uncle Sam's dollars are going to the right place. I'm doing my job. Y'all stop that. I was doing my job. And I found this website that you could go to and see where they was. and it was like a long list of crawfish hole. Because at that time, crawfish hole accepted. Wasn't nobody going to Max, Walmart, crawfish hole. Your children eat Pampers, crawfish hole. You starving to death for King Vitamin, crawfish hole. Sometimes the best blessing is to be one. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Paul participates in his own deliverance. And when you're a survivor, you don't mind pitching in. I'm about done, y'all. Watch this. Look what happens. Something interesting. I'm showing you about displayed power, right? Can I show you something that happens to Christians? When he gathered the sticks and put the sticks on the fire that they built, that's when a snake. Now, while there's no fire, ham. Mr. Marsh, you got your boy today? All right. Hey, Lord, y'all, while there's no fire, the snake looked like the stick. It's steel. It don't move. It looked just like a stick. But when the fire comes, that's when the snakes start moving. when you're starting to see some not only participation, but progress. When the heat comes, when the blessing comes, when the Lord shows up, the snakes start trying to snatch. Watch this. Don't just look at the fact that it's a snake. Look at what the snake bit. The snake bit the hand. It bit what I've been using to bring about some progress. So that even after the bite, I still got trauma. So that not from now on, if you're not careful, if you don't get delivered from it, you may not hurt no more, but you will still need to be delivered from it because it'll make you not put your hands on stuff no more. Because once snake bit you, you'll say, I'm not coming anymore. Not participating anymore. I'm not going to share anymore. I'm not going to loan no more money no more because the last time I loaned you, you bit me. Mm-hmm. You done made up your mind because not the scar gone, the bite gone, but the memory's still there. Yeah. Yeah. Therefore, you won't even come around heat anymore. Because you have not survived the trauma of a snake bite. Watch this, y'all. The snake didn't bite and didn't get away. The snake bit and latched on. It latched on. Oh, y'all hearing me? They latch on, these snake spirits. Because I can't bite you if I ain't close to you. Mm-hmm. Now, while you ain't doing nothing worthwhile, they be still and look like every other stick. The time you try to make some progress, it makes Paul say, I should have been like the rest of them and just don't do nothing. You get snake bitten doing ministry. You get snake bitten doing the right thing. So ain't no sense of doing the right thing if you go get snake bitten. He done been through storms before. Been through shipwrecks before. But the snake situation is kind of new. Then people watching you. And assume because you got snake bitten, you've done something. That you deserve a snake bite. I'm in the text, y'all. Text says these people are what the barbarous people. They nice, but they nosy. They nice to you, but they don't know nothing about your God yet. And so since they watch you, God got to see you suffer. They got to see you suffer for the Lord. And then learn about the salvation of the Lord. Missed it. Some folk watching you, not for your up, come up. They watching for your fall down. But what they're going to learn is that even though you fall down, the Lord going to pick you right back up. Do I have a witness? Uh-huh. Now watch this. A couple more things I got to tell you. I'm so happy. I want to bless y'all so bad with this, but. Oh, man, some trying to shut me down. There's something in the house trying to really work on me. But I'm not even tripping off that spirit. I'm not. So I'm going to just slow myself down and teach it. Y'all with me on that? Okay, so look, y'all, it gets hot. It's heat. And the heat is meant to bless others. But if I stop helping with the sticks, other people can't get the heat. Mm-hmm. So it's more than you at risk here. If you decide you ain't gonna participate no more. Yeah. Let me show you something. Can I bless y'all real quick? Y'all gonna let me bless you? Y'all listening real good. Verse says, a viper. Other translations say, a venomous snake latches on and bites Paul by the hand. We get that, right?
Can I ask you a question? Just because it's a venomous snake, does it mean there's venom in the snake? It's a snake that is called venomous. But part of your shout is, they bit you thinking they had some venom. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. They thought that their bite was going to kill you. And they're watching for you to swell up, watching for you to die. But what they didn't realize is you may have some teeth, but you ain't got no poison. No weapon formed against me shall be able. Okay, let me try it again. Let me try it again. Part of Jesus' marching orders toward his disciples, apostles, that you can drink poison. That snakes can bite you. And you won't even die from it. Because there's no way to hang around sticks and not deal with some snakes from time to time. There's no way you can do God's work and Satan don't try to show up and stop you. But the shot of it is, even though you bite me, even though you try to attack me, you don't even have what you think you got. It's a venomous snake. But watch this, not a snake with venom. Missed it. It looked like it's poison. But when they bite you because of what God done put in you, it cancels out the death. That's why you still making it with them ungodly supervisors, with them jealous co-workers, with them messy people in your family, with them evil folk in your church. They done bit you and they watch it. Bit you and they watch it. Bit you and they watch it. But I got good authority today. When the Lord protects you, the weapon may be formed, the bite may hurt, the bite mark may be real, but the venom ain't present. Because greater is he that's in you than he. Woo. Lord, have mercy. Watch, y'all sit down, sit down. I got to quit. I got to quit. I got to quit. I feel that one though, y'all. I feel that one. Can I tell y'all one of the problems? I don't try to get in church. I don't try to get in trouble too much, y'all. I try not to. Can I tell you the problem? Can I tell you why some people can't worship today? Because they watching their damage. They're surveying their snake bite. They want to see if they didn't finish what they started. They're trying to see if it's going to affect you. They're trying to see if you're poisoning your praise. They want to see if you're so wounded that you won't worship. They want to see if you're so messed up you won't do ministry. They want to see if you're so heartbroken you won't help. They want to see you be miserable when they done stuff. They done things for you. They done lied on you. They done treated you like a dog. And they're trying to see, did it work? Did it help? Did it do it? They can't worship because they want. That's why they won't stop watching you, because they bit you and waiting on you to die. But they don't realize you keep getting fat. You keep on walking. You keeping your head up. You walking with your face up. You keep lifting your hands. You keep walking in faith. You keep walking in truth. God keep opening doors. God keep making ways, and they can't figure it out. Dare you to give God praise and say, Lord, thank you that it did not work. Thank you they did not succeed. Somebody shout glory in this place. When God is on your side, there is no fear. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you.
hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sunday.